this popped out at me because when you think about it, if we, the consumers, are not making enough money, we might be heading into the fourth quarter, or as we like to call it, the all-important fourth quarter for retail sales,
right,
and be very worried when people are not making quite as much money. So I think we got to keep our eyes on that wage number, because without consumers, without us, this economy, how shall we say in the old New York way, is like that.
But you would think at its very basic roots, less people unemployed, that means more people have more money to spend. Wouldn't there be a direct correlation with that?
But are they making a good enough income?
So yes and yes. That's the issue. Because when some of these people are coming off the sidelines and getting jobs, you know, you'd say, wow, they finally have money in their pocket. They are very happy and going to spend money. But it kind of depends because, number one, we don't know why they were coming off the sidelines. Maybe they were people who were saying like, hey, I need extra money because I've racked up some auto loan debt. Or maybe they've just come back into the labor force and they really need to be paying, putting money away, or maybe something's happened in their lives. So we need to wait and see whether these people who are coming into the labor force are going to be able to spend more money, even if the wages aren't that great. And I think that so far the consumers really have been doing that heavy lifting. So I am I'm enthusiastic, actually. I actually think that the consumer will keep spending, but you just at least have, I have to point it out as that is the downside in this report, that if we're not going to make more money, then there could be an angle here where we say, uh-oh, maybe the economy will lose some steam. Now, you know, the markets had a terrible week last week, but on Friday, it actually, we saw some pretty big gains. And I think that that's all about the Federal Reserve, that a lot of people read that report and they looked at the same thing that I looked at and said, wages, wages. Oh, guess what? Fed's going to look at wages. They're going to cut rates again. And now the markets are actually expecting another rate cut later this month when the Fed meets.
The problem at the beginning of the week was all the whistleblower talk out of Washington. And then now we have another one, whistleblower coming forward. It looks like Congress is going to be relatively stagnant while they deal with this issue. Does that impact how Wall Street looks at things?
I think that someone asked me last week, is the impeachment inquiry pushing things lower? I don't think it's that. I actually think it goes back to two basic questions through this year. One is the economy slowing down more quickly than we anticipated? And two, what's going on with this trade war? Because the trade war, remember, is not yet resolved. And we have another phase going into effect next week. So this week, we have the U.S. and China sitting down to resume trade talks. And if we don't get some good news out of those meetings, I think we could actually see markets head lower. So again, if you want to sound super smart at your next Steelers party.
Tailgate party.
You just sort of turn around, you grab a beer, and you say, I don't think it's the impeachment thing. I really think it's a trade war. And then everyone will ignore you, and you will be ostracized.
That really sounds like a conversation at a Steeler tailgate party.
Yeah, you know, and it's a conversation stopper.
Jill Schlesinger, you're live in New York, and we know you're traveling. You'll be visiting Ireland to study Brexit.
Yes.
And then returning in 2 weeks. Safe travels, Jill. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.